I'm Kelly Manning. I'm the Vice President of Development for Growth Energy.
Kelly, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, maybe give us a little bit of background of what Growth Energy is all about. I know that it's an advocacy group that has been set up for several years ago to really help be a mouthpiece, of almost you might say, on behalf of biofuels.
Yes, very much so. Thanks, Ron. Growth Energy was formed around 6 years ago, and we've been very aggressive on working to develop pathways for agriculture and biofuels. We see a future out there that's more sustainable. It's better for our country. Significantly lessens our dependence on foreign oil. So we're very passionate about doing the right things for, first of all, that ethanol industry and the folks that are growing that, and then the advanced biofuels and the things that are to come around the corner. So that's what we find ourselves doing. We're involved in all sorts of things, and this partnership with FFA just makes complete sense. These are great kids. We want them. We know most of them will be involved in agriculture of some sort. The jobs created in the ethanol industry are really part of those as well. We're very closely tied to agriculture, production agriculture as well.
Tell me a little bit about what Growth Energy actually is doing in conjunction with the FFA organization.
With FFA, what we're doing is we saw a need to expand and help them with their curriculum around energy. Energy is such a big piece of what agriculture means today, and biofuels are a big part of that, whether it be for food or fuel or whatever we're trying to produce. So we found some areas in there that we're going to help them develop around curriculum. We also feel that it's important there. They have an initiative called Teach Ag, and this country's lacking the support and needs more ag teachers. So these are our future youth, and we want these youth helping us in our industry and helping all of agriculture. So we're passionate. We're going to help invest into that program. We're also going to be a major supporter of the Ag Career Network that they have going. This is something for ag jobs out there. I think, as we all know, not everybody looks to agriculture as when they head to college, but there's so many opportunities within there. And around the energy sector and agriculture sector, we just think there's all sorts of new discussions, and it's probably a seat at the table we should have had before, but we're happy to be there today.
You alluded to the fact that part of your goal is to obviously promote ethanol, the ethanol that we've been using. We've built the actual usage up in this country primarily through E10, but on the horizon, it's been there for a while, kind of been stuck, it seems like, advanced biofuels. Are you feeling better? Are we making progress finally on that?
Yes, big time. This year was the year. Full-scale cellulosic ethanol plants are in production today. One launched in Hugoton, Kansas. One launched in Emmitsburg, Iowa. One launched in Galva, Iowa. There's one teed up, a project in Nevada, Iowa. So these are just a bit of the examples of full-scale cellulosic ethanol that's here. And we want to grow it and develop it. We think this is just the beginning. Frankly, the whole ethanol industry is a very young industry when you look at it. And we see the room to grow. We see the room how it benefits the farmer and agriculture and everything involved around this investment we've made in FFA.